the first day of March 2015. Fred, how you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, it's March. That means we're one step closer to spring. Praise the Lord. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. At each and every program, we have a main theme, main focus. And today we're going to be talking about disarming discouragement. I'll tell you what, sometimes it feels like it's the secret weapon of the enemy just to discourage us from starting a ministry, discourage us in our marriage, discourage us in our relationships, discourage us in our walk with the Lord. But praise the Lord, we can disarm that. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Woo! It's going to be a great program today. So stick around as we talk about disarming discouragement on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God.
That's right. We are lifting up Jesus on this Sunday, March the 1st, 2015. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. And actually, March is kind of a busy month for us. March is my wife's birthday. March is also our anniversary. So I have to make sure that I'm on it this month, because if I miss one of those two things, oh, praise the Lord. Hey, today we're talking about disarming discouragement. You know, honestly, I have discovered the way to avoid 99.9% of all disappointments in life. You ready? Go home, draw the blinds, lock the door, and take the phone off the hook. In other words, drop out of life altogether. You know what, though, friend? The problem is the solution itself would end up being a terribly disappointing way to live. You know, the hard truth is that disappointment is inevitable. Even if others don't disappoint you, you'll certainly disappoint yourself. You can learn to handle disappointment by reading the Bible's realistic descriptions of the disappointments of life, as well as God's continual work in our lives and how to handle setbacks without giving up. One thing in life is sure, God will never disappoint. So put your hope in Him. No disappointment can steal your joy. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone.
set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are
talking about disarming discouragements right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You know, whoever said no pain, no gain was not just a poet, but a wise poet. See, that little slogan doesn't belong just to the world of athletes or Navy SEALs. It applies to life in general in this way, that the deepest lessons of life are usually learned in the midst of the deepest pain. Boy, ain't that true. You know, pain probes us, friend, at levels we've never experienced. And with that probing come deeper insights about God and about our lives and about ourselves. We learn lessons that make us sharper and stronger for the road ahead, better equipped to live a meaningful, purposeful life. So let your pain be your gain as you face your personal challenges. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, bless.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
You know, have you ever taken a close look at the word discouragement? See, at the heart of discouragement is the word courage. So therefore, discouragement is the absence of courage. See, anyone who has ever felt discouraged knows that courage is exactly what they lack. But you know what, friend? The Bible is filled with reasons why the child of God should be encouraged, not discouraged. You can keep the blues at bay by building your confidence in God through His Word. He is faithful, He is good, and He is loving. So take courage in who He is today.
Be thou
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Oh, yes, celebrating Jesus today on this first day of March 2015. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll, and I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention here today. And you can always catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Or you can drop me a letter the old-fashioned way. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your weekend.